34. O thou who art serving the world of humanity, thy letter was received, and from its contents we felt exceeding glad. It was a decisive proof and a brilliant evidence. It is appropriate and befitting that in this illumined age, the age of the progress of the world of humanity, we should be self-sacrificing and should serve the human race. Every universal cause is divine, and every particular one is temporal. The principles of the divine manifestations of God were, therefore, all universal and all-inclusive. Every imperfect soul is self-centered and thinketh only of his own good. But as his thoughts expand a little, he will begin to think of the welfare and comfort of his family. If his ideas still more widen, his concern will be the felicity of his fellow citizens, and if still they widen, he will be thinking of the glory of his land and of his race. But when ideas and views reach the utmost degree of expansion and attain the stage of perfection, then will he be interested in the exaltation of humankind. He will then be the well-wisher of all men and the seeker of the weal and prosperity of all lands. This is indicative of perfection. Thus the divine manifestations of God had a universal and all-inclusive conception. They endeavoured for the sake of everyone's life and engaged in the service of universal education. The area of their aims was not limited, nay, rather, it was wide and all-inclusive. Therefore ye must also be thinking of everyone, so that mankind may be educated, its character moderated, and this world may turn into a Garden of Eden. Love ye all religions and all races with a love that is true and sincere, and show that love through deeds and not through the tongue, for the latter hath no importance, as the majority of men are, in speech, well wishers, while action is the best.